lady said, put them in a pan, set them back in there. We took those things and put them back in there. You know, that old bird got a colander and put them in there, and that bird came down and fed those birds until they got grown. We watched them learn how to fly. She took them up the top of the chimney, and they stayed here, and at night they'd come home and fly down our chimney. We'd wait till just about dark and see them go by just, they fly down the chimney. They don't light on the chimney and crawl down it or flutter down it. They just dive right down the chimney. You wouldn't think of going by the house. You wouldn't see them. And I got out there where I could really get a look at him. He could run down that little old chimney, fly all the way down and feed those birds. Next year, well, they all came back. They didn't go back down the chimney, but they'd fly by the house every night just about dark. Fastest flying bird I've ever seen. They say they fly 60 miles an hour. I don't doubt it at all. I read about them. I got a book on them. Found out that up north they use all old chimneys up there. I had a friend from up there. He said, wasn't any novelty to him. He said, they had an old band of mine out there, across some kind of mine, out of smokestack. And he said it was full of them. They all made nests. He said they hang about on the nests on the side of the chimney. When they go in, they don't go all the way down. They're hanging on the side and building a nest there.
You're talking about some kind of insects and things like that. You were a boy and out playing around in the grass and so forth, and do you ever get, what do you call those things that cause you to itch?
Ooh, red bug? Yeah, that's the itch bug. Some people call them chiggers. You can see them, they're really a little old red bug. If you've got good eyes and one eye can see good, you can see them. You go out in the woods, you get them all over. That's hardly anything you kill them with. Alcohol don't seem to bother them either. I've had them. I got some on me the other day right along here. I don't know where they came from, three of them, but I scratched them without knowing it. I put everything I could think of on fire, alcohol, turpentine, didn't do a bit of good, and made sore places. That's where one of them was. So I took my shaving lotion. I was in there shaving, my arm kept itching, and I painted it two or three times with iodine. I took that shaving lotion on. It got a, boy, it burns you, you know. I popped that on and I rubbed it a little bit. Things quit back. Well, I went to bed, I bet, and I rubbed it on that gym 2-3 days, it's gone.
Uh-huh.
I got another friend, he get them, used to get them. He got them all over his body, honest us. He got them so bad he couldn't get rid of them, and he tried everything. So his wife said, well, why don't you try some of this painting? Very little polish I got. He said, he went in there and his wife gave him that thing. But he did on, he handed a very little part of each one of them. They kept stopping. He said he killed every one of them.
Oh.
So I don't know whether it smothered them or something. He said he said kerosene would do it. I never did. Turpentine, I tried turpentine.
When you were coming along, did you ever catch grasshoppers and things?
Yeah, I'm bothering those things out here now. I killed four yesterday. That big old grasshopper is 2 inches long. They eat up flowers.
You ever heard anybody call them hopper grasses?
Hopper grasses. Yeah, the kids used to call them hopper grasses. They breed so fast. They little old black ones when they come out. I went out there one day and they had 2 or 3 dozen on one hibiscus bush. And I just get them by the hand for them, strip the leaves off like that, take them, throw them down and kill them. And I one of my granddaughter was down here, and she watched me killing them. She's just big enough to write a letter. She wrote me a letter this far, won't know if I still had any, if I killed any grasshoppers lately.
You talked a little while ago about, chiggers and things like that, caught you itch. Do you have any kinds of vines and things around here that poison
to
make you break
out? Poison ivy, yeah. Poison ivy, just like they got up in Carolina. One of my boys got it up in Carolina and going, yeah. We like to have to bring him home. We went down to the drugstore and was going to take him to the doctor.